So, you have an Avengers Endgame script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh my god.
Yeah, very exciting. So we're gonna start off with Hawkeye with his family, but they all get dusted.
Oh my god.
And then we go up into space and check in on Tony and Nebula.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Do you think you could stop saying oh my god?
Sorry, I'm just so excited.
That's okay. So anyway, it seems like Tony is about to die because he's out of oxygen and food.
Oh my god.
Sir?
Sorry.
But then Captain Marvel shows up and saves him because she's working with the Avengers now.
Oh, Captain Marvel, huh? So are we gonna show her meeting them and stuff?
No, I mean, we already had the post-credit scene in Infinity War and the post-credit scene in Captain Marvel, so I feel like people know how she got there.
But what if people haven't seen those movies? I'm just kidding. This is the world's most expensive TV show. It's not our fault if people haven't seen the last episodes.
Oh, okay, yeah, good joke, sir.
So then what happens?
Well, they find out what planet Thanos is on, and he looks a lot more like Shrek than he used to.
Oh, people like Shrek.
And so the Avengers show up, and they're like, where are the stones? And he's like, oh yeah, no, I destroyed those.
Oh, that's not good.
Nope, it's not. And so then Thor, you know, chops his head off.
He does what now?
He cuts Thanos' head off, and it rolls off into the corner, and he's dead.
Well, I'm surprised this turned out to be a very short movie. We are gonna save a ton of money, though.
Oh no, it's not done.
But Thanos is dead.
Yeah, we're gonna fade to black, and the words 5 years later appear on the screen.
What?
Yeah, 5 years have passed, and everybody's super sad and depressed because all their friends are still dead.
Listen, it's extremely important to me to quote Backstreet Boys as little as possible in my day-to-day life, but I'm gonna need you to quit playing games with my heart.
Why is that extremely important to you?
Okay, what happens next?
Well, Captain Marvel's gonna be like, I'm very busy now, and peace out.
Pretty rude.
And then a rat is gonna set Ant-Man free from the quantum realm, which is gonna be the key to saving everyone.
Oh, life-saving rats are tight.
Yeah, so it turns out Ant-Man was in the quantum realm for 5 years, but to him it felt like 5 hours.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so he goes to see the Avengers, and he's like, hey, time is weird, right? Maybe that's something we can look into?
Okay.
So they go see Tony, but he has a daughter now, and he's like, time travel's impossible, and this is dumb, and no thank you.
Oh, Tony has a daughter.
Yeah, she's real adorable. She tells him, I love you 3000.
Oh, does she think he's the lead singer of Outkast?
No, it's just a cute thing she says.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so Tony's gonna end up changing his mind about helping them, so then he has to figure out time travel.
But he says it's impossible. That's gonna be hard to do.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just tries something after doing the dishes, and it works immediately.
Well, great.
So then the Avengers have to get the rest of the team together.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah, so they go get Thor, but he's fat now.
Oh, you just opened up a whole new world for cosplayers.
Yeah, I did, and Tony's gonna call him the Big Lebowski.
That movie starring Jeff Bridges?
That's the one.
Jeff Bridges, who also starred in Iron Man?
That's the one. Oh, damn it.
I mean, it's fine. Let's just try not to mention too many real-world movies.
Okay, well, we'll keep it to a minimum. Just a couple of other references to, like, Back to the Future and Hot Tub Time Machine.
Hot Tub Time Machine starring Sebastian Stan?
Ah, dang it.
It's bound to happen. We love pop culture references, but we have all the famous people in these things.
Yeah, we do.
So anyway, they have Thor, and I guess they wait for Captain Marvel to come back.
No, she's busy.
Yeah, but can't they, like, wait for her to make contact? Seems like she'd be good to have around.
She's extremely busy. She has no time for this.
I mean, okay.
So anyway, the plan is to go into the past and get Infinity Stones.
Oh, time heist.
But the thing is, they have a very limited number of Pym particles, so they have one shot to get this right.
Why don't they go back in time and steal some more particles?
I mean, yeah, eventually they do.
Why don't they do that, you know, right away?
Because then the stakes wouldn't be so high, and also they just want to get started right away.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, then they break off into teams and explore a bunch of old Marvel movies.
Oh, it's like fan service the movie.
Exactly. It's gonna be great. Like, Rocket and Thor are gonna go to Asgard.
Very exciting.
Which actually reminds me, we are gonna have to get Natalie Portman back.
Oh, what do you need her for?
I need her to take a nap.
I mean, it's gonna be the world's most expensive nap, but okay.
Great. So yeah, they have to steal the reality stone from inside her by poking her with a pokey thing.
Okay.
And some other Avengers are gonna go to the Battle of New York.
Right, there should be 3 stones in New York at that time.
Exactly. But then Loki's gonna manage to grab the Tesseract and disappear.
Oh, where does he go?
Into a spin-off TV show.
Fantastic.
Also, Black Widow and Hawkeye go to Vormir, so they have to do that whole sacrifice that which you love thing for the Soul Stone.
Oh.
Yeah, and so Black Widow dies.
Well, thank God the team happened to send 2 Avengers that love each other.
It is a pretty convenient coincidence.
So what else happens?
Well, Iron Man is gonna build a gauntlet, and Hulk is gonna snap his fingers and bring everyone back.
Oh, wow.
But it turns out that Thanos knows about the plan because past Nebula's face projector is connected to the same Wi-Fi network as present Nebula.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so they just bummed the hell out of the Avengers Avengers facility. I mean, this thing turns into a crater.
Oh boy, is everyone okay?
Yeah, no, everyone's fine.
Yeah, I thought they might be.
But then Thanos is waiting outside and he wants the stones because he has a new plan in mind.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he's like, well, now I see that my 50% decimation thing didn't work, so I'm just gonna kill everyone and start fresh.
Oh, so you took the well-developed villain from Infinity War and turned him into Apocalypse from the last X-Men movie?
Pretty much, yeah. Everything they've built will fall and all that.
Interesting move.
Yeah, so then it's time for a big final fight. Things are gonna get real.
Oh boy.
But first, Thor uses lightning to braid his beard real quick.
What?
And then the fighting begins.
Oh boy.
So it's gonna be this awesome showdown, like Cap is gonna use Mjolnir.
Wow, 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 wow.
And then there's just Cap barely standing up, but he's facing down Thanos' army.
Oh, there's gonna be a big disposable CGI army?
Of course, this is an Avengers movie.
I love it.
And just when it seems like all hope is lost, Doctor Strange opens up a portal and Black Panther walks through.
Oh, Black Panther, huh? What does he do?
He goes to Bombay.
Oh, he loves saying that.
Yeah, and then all the heroes are gonna have these slow, dramatic entrances through all the portals.
Wow, nice of Thanos to not attack as everyone enters.
Yeah, he definitely lets them have a moment.
Very considerate.
So then it's gonna be a massive fight. It's gonna be like boom, 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 pow, pow, pow.
That sounds great. I like the sound of that.
And while all the fighting is happening, they need to get the gauntlet into this time travel van to put all the stones back in their proper places.
Okay.
And at a certain point, all the female heroes are gonna land in the same spot to protect the gauntlet.
Wow, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be badass.
I bet it will. Why did they do that, though?
To protect the gauntlet.
Right, okay, but why did all the female heroes land in the same spot at the same time? Did they plan that, like, through their communicators?
No, no, of course not. That's silly.
So it's a coincidence, then? It just so happens that all the female characters and only the female characters all did that simultaneously?
I mean, I wouldn't call it a coincidence, either.
Don't get me wrong, it sounds awesome. I'm just trying to understand how and why something like that would happen on a massive battlefield.
Well, here's the thing. It's gonna be a very cool scene, so I need you to get all the way off my back about the logistics.
Oh, okay, I'll do that.
Great. So anyway, then Captain Marvel and the gang have to get this gauntlet to the van.
Captain Marvel has the gauntlet? Why doesn't she put it on and turn all the bad guys to dust?
Because.
Fair enough.
And then Thanos is gonna end up getting his hands on the gauntlet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and then Doctor Strange looks at Tony and does this.
So he's telling him that it's time for that, Ant-Man and Thanos' butt theory?
Oh my god, no. He's telling Tony this is the 1 in 14 million chance.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So Tony manages to grab all the stones without Thanos noticing.
So the stones give you a huge surge of power when you put them on, but when you take them off, there's no noticeable difference?
That's what we're going with.
Huh.
So then Tony snaps his fingers and turns all the bad guys to dust.
And how does that work exactly? Like, how does Tony know what to do? Like, what does he do?
He just thinks really hard that he wants all the bad guys dead and then snaps his fingers.
So it has the same kind of mental logistics as like a birthday wish?
No, no, it's not at all like a birthday wish.
Well,
he just has to hope for it really hard and Doctor Strange couldn't tell him or it wouldn't come true.
That sounds like a birthday wish.
It's not a birthday wish.
A little bit.
Anyway, so then Tony dies.
Oh, very sad.
And then Captain America has to travel back and put all the stones in the exact times and places they were taken from.
Oh, so he has to go to Asgard and stab Natalie Portman with a thing?
Yeah, I guess so.
And he has to go to Vormir and have a weird conversation with Red Skull and ask for directions to the kiddie pool where you get the Soul Stone?
I mean, yeah, I guess he has to do that too.
Very uncomfortable situation.
Anyway, so instead of coming back through the time machine, Cap decides to live a full life with Peggy Carter, so he ends up super old.
So he just lived a full life while Bucky was out there somewhere getting tortured?
I guess he did.
And when he kisses Sharon Carter, that's like his niece or something?
Ugh.
And what about when he goes to-
Maybe we can not think about this too much and just enjoy it for what it is.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
Great, and so that's it, you know, Cap is old, Iron Man is dead.
Yeah. But I mean, we could go visit him whenever with the time machine, right?
I mean, yes, but- You know, let's not do that.
I don't know, it could be a big moneymaker.
Please don't.
I'm just saying, it's possible.
I just think, you know, it'd be nice if character deaths were permanent, you know? It kind of takes away from their sacrifices if they pop up in other stuff.
Okay, okay.
Do you agree?
Yep, I agree.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are over 100 pitch meetings on the channel, so check some of those out. You can also let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitch meetings for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share on Twitter, Facebook, all the stuff that helps out a lot. As always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.